Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This place has a place in my heart. It always will. We sometimes reflect on things and you wish you would have done things a little differently. Well, when I come back here and I see this, I wish I would have done things a little differently. But as we got going, we stabilized the quarterback a little bit with Drew. We started making some picks, started getting better quality players, got in a couple of playoff games. We won a little something. And finally, the New England Patriots were competitive.
That was former Patriots coach Bill Parcells over the weekend, Saturday evening, down in Foxborough, the hall at Patriot Place, the induction of Bill Parcells and Julian Edelman into the Team Hall of Fame. And when he says that right there, he said, when you look at this, I wish I had done something. And it hit me, even though he's been back coaching other teams, the Foxborough that he left as the head coach of the Patriots in the mid-90s, and Foxborough Stadium, and then to compare it to now there's Patriot Place, and there's whatever, there's a Starbucks and a Bass Pro and a huge Gillette Stadium and a hall where we honor all our great players with these banners. It is interesting just how dramatically the Foxborough he left and the Foxborough he came back to this weekend to enter the hall.
But don't kid yourself. And the part of the reason that he was given that the jacket is because of the impact, the massive impact he had in the short 4 years that he was here. He was here for 4 years.
Yeah.
I would be curious if there was another 4 year period in which the Patriots had a better drafts or better signings in that 4 year period. And what I mean is this: in his 4 years that he was here, he drafted or signed 3 Pro Football Hall of Famers. That would be Curtis Martin, Ty Law, and who I think Adam Vinatieri is going to be eventually in there. He drafted or signed 6 Patriot Hall of Famers.
And there's more coming.
And there's probably more coming.
Like, Lawyer's not in yet.
No, he's not.
So there's another one coming. Ted Johnson's not in yet. I think that's coming. So you're talking about you're getting north of a half dozen.
So, and then you look at the 01, the 01 Super Bowl. There were 8 players on that 01 team that Bill Parcells either drafted or signed, and there were 7 players that he either drafted or signed that were on all 3 of those Super Bowl championships in the early 2000s. So I would make, and those 7 guys, I think, were kind of the foundational pieces for this team. I would say he had a much bigger impact in what today's Foxborough looks like than what he's given credit for.
So how'd it go? First of all, let's start with Parcells and your portion in contributing and talking about him. Give us a little feel for the event.
I was very honored that the coach asked me to speak on his behalf. On the panel, talking Bill Parcells and sharing some stories was Dante Scarnecchia, the great assistant coach here for so long, and then also Willie Mack, big Willie Mack. So the 3 of us got to share some stories and some anecdotes. I was hoping that I got, you know, a little bit more opportunity to share some more stories, but I got 2 stories, 2 anecdotes that, and I'll give you a Reader's Digest version of both of them. But the first one was, I had talked about the Patriots practice facility used to be in suburban Foxborough, about a 7 to 8 minute drive from the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at an old kind of abandoned mental kind of facility, mental
feels like
hospital.
It's like a horror movie.
It was weird, right? But it was beautiful fields next to this old abandoned mental ward. And And that's where we drove to practice every day, back to and from Foxborough Stadium, and that's where we practice. And Coach Parcells would bum rides off of guys to and from. And you always hoped that he would ask you for a ride back from practice, because you'd get 7 minutes of FaceTime with him where he would share all kinds of stuff with you. He'd give you financial advice. He'd ask about your parents. He'd want to get to know you. And I always said, Coach Parcells always had an emotional investment in seeing his guys, Parcells guys, doing well. And that was a term that people used to use back then, was you wanted to be a Parcells guy. And you kind of knew it because you felt it from him. And I was always honored. I only played for him for 2 years, but he had a bigger impact on me than any other coach. I loved his coaching style. His coaching style resonated with me and a lot of guys. Curtis Martin will tell you he loves the man. So that was one of the stories I told, was that you just hoped that you got asked for a ride home from him when you would go home from practice, so that you could have that one-on-one time with him.
Do you think those were random or coincidental, or do you think he maybe had a method to a madness? You think there was a chance, like, based on what was going on with Ted Johnson, he was like, I'm riding with Ted.
He's a genius at that. And so, in what the classic style that Coach Parcells would execute, and this would be my style, he could break you down. You know, he could break you down, you know, and kind of openly just kind of rip you in practice. But then he'd always come back around. He never let you stay down. If he believed in you, he'd come the next day. Ted, come here, man. You know why I was hard on you yesterday, right? It's because because I want to see you do this. And so then build you back up. So he'd break you down and then build you back up. He never broke you down and then let you stay down if you were a Parcells guy.
Hmm. Sounds like a little, maybe he got this. You might be able to answer this more than I. Dante Scarnecchia had a similar ability. I've seen him undress players in ways that you think, oh, that guy's going to hate him for life. And that guy would run through a brick wall for Dante Scarnecchia. Yeah. He would have that same way.
Because you don't see him in private go back to that player that he ripped in public and lift him back up and pump him up and say something positive to him. That was good coaches. That's what they do.
So what was your other story?
So, yes, there was a method to the madness always in what he said to you and when he said it to you.
And did he really hang mouse traps in the building for trap games? Or is that an urban legend?
That's true.
Really?
Yep. That is true.
Stiz likes that. I can always see Stiz's eyebrows light up when there's like this sort of off the beaten path type story.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah. But yes. So he literally hung mousetraps from the ceiling for trap games.
It was great. Yeah. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
And then the other story I told, I think I might have already shared it, was one of the best motivating speeches he's ever given was the non-speech speech.
Oh, yeah. The no speech speech, as Stiz calls it.
That's it. Yeah, so I don't have to share it again.
No. But so he basically, you guys were getting your asses kicked. I believe it was 23-0 or 22-0.
22-0 to zip at halftime. The last game of the season.
Giants game.
And he said nothing and just walked out.
He looked at us in disgust, shook his head in disgust, walked out, and then we didn't give up a point in the second half and won on the last play, 23-22. So one of the best speech, non-speeches you'll ever hear. He was very his gift was his motivation. How he motivated you was on off the charts.
So let me ask you, what was the tone or the vibe? Because he is a polarizing figure in Patriot Nation. We learned it from Brian Furzocco. Thinks he shouldn't be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. He was too short. What'd he win? Never won anything. He left them. He was not focused at the Super Bowl. Even his relationship with Robert Kraft is icy over the years. I don't even know how you describe it.
It wasn't icy. What was it the like other day? There? Very nice. Coach Parcells seemed to be very relaxed. He was there with his daughters. One of his daughters, he had three daughters. One of his daughters, Dallas, is married to Scott Pioli.
Yep.
I might have heard that maybe, you know, Coach was just, I don't know, maybe just wasn't sure. And then he decided, I'm going to come in. And I think he loved it. I think he enjoyed it. I think he took it all in. And, him and Robert seemed to be having a good time up there. And for him to say what he said was interesting. You know, like that maybe he regrets.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear maybe Mr. Kraft say the same thing, because it goes both ways. It wasn't just a one-sided thing. They were both responsible for the exit of Coach Parcells. So, but it was a beautiful, absolute beautiful day. And I walked away with so many wonderful impressions, and one of them was Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
I thought Julian Edelman gave a speech that was unmatched of anything I've heard a player give. It was so heartfelt. I had one idea of him going into that ceremony, and I came back with something totally different. I'd never met him before, and that was fun for me. I've never met a lot of the guys that were on the last three Super Bowl teams, and I got to hang out with Danny Amendola, which I'd never met, you know, and then got to know Julian a little bit and his dad. Oh, my gosh, Frank is the man.
That's awesome. The best thing ever.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Good dude.
Oh, great dude. So it was a great blending of the two kind of eras, and just to hear Julian give a speech and talk about his relationship with Matthew Slater was one of the more powerful things I've ever heard. You talk about a bond and a true deep kind of appreciation and love for each other. It was awesome. It was just good vibes all around. The fans were fantastic. It was a beautiful day. Nothing but good vibes the whole day.
And that's where Fitzy, I think it's an interesting dynamic because Parcells is still polarizing. There are still some Patriots fans. We get the texts, we get the calls that hate him, that don't think he should be in.
Yeah, Andy, don't forget, like the one thing is that like I think you believe he should be in.
Absolutely.
I believe he should be in. Absolutely. Because Ted, as you were laying out, basically, you can almost skip over the Pete Carroll years, though you were there for all of them as well, and people need to remember that he never had a losing record.
And he's going
to
be a Hall of Fame coach, too.
Yep, and he's a Hall of Fame coach overall, too, for USC, for Seattle, and more.
Yep.
But the foundation for 2000 and beyond was dug out, poured, laid, and really cemented from 1993 to 1996 with Bill Parcells. It's the same way that other GMs don't get a lot of credit in other places. But still, because the resentment for all the phone calls to Hempstead from the Super Bowl and people feeling like he bailed on you guys in January of 1997, fan resentment prevented him getting in. It took Robert Kraft doing the right and magnanimous thing and putting him in there because he belongs, thankfully, because time and success in this particular case have healed those wounds.
No doubt. No doubt. And another thing that goes overlooked is if I were to meet 10 people on the street, and they wanted to tell me their stories about the Patriots and when they got season tickets.
Right.
9 out of 10 would say they got their tickets in January of 1993. You know what happened in January of 1993? Bill Parcells was hired as the coach.
And that's why while he obviously gets credit and part of his story is the role he played bringing talent that led to the dynasty, huge part of it. I think he's a team Hall of Famer even without that. If the dynasty never happened, because he brought credibility to a laughingstock organization. And back then, going to a Super Bowl was a big effing deal. Maybe not as big now because you've won 6 of them. So it's like, well, you know, we don't even get out of bed unless we win the Super Bowl kind of thing. Back then, going to a Super Bowl, your previous experience was what? The Bears. And you got walloped and embarrassed and mocked on national television. You went and had a chance to win a Super Bowl with Bill Parcells. So he took a team that, love him, mean it, Dick McPherson, Rod Rust, that era was embarrassing for Patriots football. Mm. And he gave you credibility.
And you know what? The season prior, we'd only won 5 games. So he took a 5-win team to the Super Bowl the following year, which means something. And then last but not least, one thing I want to point is there was – do you know what he really regrets? If he had to do it all over again, what is one thing he would do on how he exited the team? Do you remember what was the
not
big story?
Not have the press conference.
Nope. It was he would have gotten on that team plane the Super Bowl, flown home with the rest of us, and then went to the Jets. You could tell that was something that he got crushed for.
He should get crushed.
Yeah, crushed
and I'm not talking media.
Just
crushed.
The optics of it.
I don't even care about the optics. If I were you, if I were Drew, if I were Lawyer Malone. So we went there as a team with a goal in mind, and we didn't achieve the goal. We're still a team until we go home, right? That season doesn't end till I grab my luggage, I get in my car, and I leave Foxborough Stadium. He left you early. Even though it's a minor thing, the season's technically over.
Just finish the race.
We came as a crew, go home as a crew. And then we can all go our – there's probably free agents,
it's
whatever.
It's true. He knows it, too. He
that
knows
was
it
horse bleep.
He knows.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was horse bleed.
Can I ask Ted if, you know, if you don't mind sharing, what were you guys thinking and saying on that plane ride back?
Oh, it was a weird feeling. Like we'd just gone to a Super Bowl. No one expected us to go. You know, we lost, but it was a weird feeling. It was just a somber mood. I mean, you could just tell from Coach's comments after that game that he wasn't coming back. And that's where we didn't know for sure, right? I mean, it was all the speculation. But when I heard him, what he said in that post-game meeting with the rest of us in the locker room, it was clear that he wasn't coming back. And so that kind of soured the mood on the way home. Because we all loved him. We all loved Coach Parcells.
Yeah. Ted, I want to ask, though, like, now that distance has removed you from it, so you can maybe take a more clinical and honest look, do you feel like he did his best to prepare you for that Super Bowl?
I do. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I do. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% I do. Yeah. I mean, a couple plays go differently. We might win that game.
Right.
You know?
You could have won that game.
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
could have won that game. Yeah. Like,
It wasn't like a blowout. It wasn't like a no-show.
Embarrassed, not ready, didn't compete.
I mean, we give up a touchdown on the third play of the game and a kickoff return for a touchdown and still fought back.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like we were prepared for that game.
Fitzy, I wanted to make the comparison, though, earlier. So Parcells is still polarizing. There is still hate for Parcells in Patriot Nation. I don't know what the percentages are, even though he's back in the hall and he's got his red jacket on. The flip side of that is Julian Edelman. Everybody loves Julian. He's probably, I mean, this is going to sound harsh, but like he's probably the most overrated Patriots player of all time because he was great. But then some people want to be like, oh, he's Jerry Rice. He's that, like, okay, rein it
in
just a little
bit.
Well,
when they talk about the production in the playoffs,
yes,
he's second.
I don't think you can overrate Edelman, actually. I think the only thing that
was... Do you think he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
Pretty damn close.
You just overrated him then because he's a no-time Pro Bowler.
Well, yeah, I know. And
No time Pro Bowls, no time All Pro.
I know. But
I love
like,
him in his story and everything, but that's my point.
The postseason is great. And yes, it's all about the story and about the production in the postseasons as well. The only disappointing aspect, if that's the proper descriptive for Julian Edelman and getting into the Patriots Hall of Fame now, is that he's so popular and so beloved in Pats Nation with the fans because of his postseason productivity, because of the podcast, because of the community appearances since then, that he leapfrogged a couple of guys that I think we and many other diehards think probably should have gotten in there before him, the most notable being Vinatieri.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Vinatieri should have gone in first. He jump-started the dynasty. Anything. Yeah, you screwed that up. And we're going to have a backlog here because I believe Gronk is now eligible
for the Patriots Hall of Fame. Getting in.
But Gronk's going to get in. And he should get in. I mean, I love Gronk. I would vote for Gronk, but I would have voted for Vinatieri first. And Vinatieri's getting screwed doubly because he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He should have gone first ballot.
I think it's because he's a kicker, and there's that like weird disrespect for kicker. But they're going to start to stack up because you got like Gronk. Is there any way Gronk isn't the nominee next year?
No,
I mean,
I find it hard to believe. No, definitely not.
He's not going to get on the ballot. And as soon as he gets on the ballot and the fans get to click on Patriots.com, they're clicking Rob Gronkowski. Yep. Yes, damn.
Well, that's the thing, because Edelman got in. I mean, obviously, the body of work is tremendous, but he got in on recency bias. So if he gets in, then Gronk is the shoe-in of all shoes.
I mean, because Gronk is legitimately, there's an argument, he's not the best Patriots tight end of all time.
The best tight end of all time.
The tight end of all time. The best of all time. Yeah. And then that's where guys like Lawyer Malloy, others get kind of pushed back.
They'll get their time.
They will.
It'll get there.
Because the reality is, good news, if you're waiting to get in the Patriots Hall of Fame, this recent run of Patriots, not littered with a lot of team Hall of Famers in these recent rosters. So you got a little window here of annual years where you can sneak in from the Veterans Committee as they speak. So overall, you enjoyed it?
Overall, it was incredible. And just a couple more notes. It was cool to see a lot of the people that worked for Coach Parcells during his time. A lot of the employees were back. Jimmy D, one of the more classic characters, the video guy, was back. Kathleen O'Neill was Bill Parcells' assistant, and she's a wonderful woman. Her husband, Jim is great, and he's the assistant athletic director at BC. Just great stories that they shared. And so Al Groh, my absolute favorite position coach. Again, I only played for him for 2 years, but he was our defensive coordinator under Parcells. He was there with his lovely wife, Ann. And so it was a magical day all around. And so very, very honored to be a part of it.
And I believe our guy Brian Hoyer was there, right?
B. Hoyer. I sat right next to B. Hoyer. It was great. Yeah, Nink was there. Brian was there. It was a, it was cool.
You know, what you guys need to have, I feel like, is a off-the-grid, like, Patriots reunion, where you could go with Brian Hoyer, with Ninko, and just, like, by a lake, have some beers, and, like, everybody tells stories.
I'd love to both of the
eras. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. But not, I don't mean in front of fans or cameras. I mean for you guys just to kind of shoot the poo, tell stories, reminisce, whatever.
I'd love it. It'd be cool, if, you know, but you craft, pay, you know, foot the bill, pay for everyone
you
to
know
go
what you
there.
Do. Huh? You turn it into like a fantasy camp and you charge. There's a few people there that paid $25,000 a pop or whatever.
The
to
Dynasty
hang out.
Cruise.
They
just call it Dynasty Cruise.
Can you imagine? We go on a 7-day cruise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.